This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with
John Hughes
and
Graham Dallas.
And John and Graham, you're bringing a show to the Fringe. Tell me a little about that.
Well, the show is called The Tartan Pimpernel, and it's the story of the Reverend Donald Caskey, who was born in Islay, and he was the minister in the Scots Kirk in Paris in 1940 when the Nazis invaded. He was offered free passage back home to the UK, but he decided to stay in Marseille and help. He had a vision from God, and he had a mission in life that he wanted to save. Also, over the period of the war, he saved over 2,000 Allied soldiers and local people escape back to the UK.
What gave you the inspiration for this show? Did you write the show as well?
Yes, I wrote the show. We were touring with a play a couple of years ago, and Graham had noticed an article in the one of the newspapers that Donald Caskey's Gaelic Bible was being returned to the Scots Kirk in Paris. And within the article, it mentioned this, the Tartan Pimpernel, which we had never heard about. And Graham immediately said, this sounds like a fantastic story. So we both went out, bought the book, and immediately we thought, right, we need to write a play about this.
So you were both actually involved in the writing?
Well, John's the main writer, but I just threw in the occasional idea.
And you actually are the Reverend Caskey.
I am the Reverend Caskey, yes.
Are we going to hear from you in character now then, Graham, perhaps? A little.
And the men that fought in it and survived remember its comradeships, its victories and escapes, the self-sacrifices it inspired. But when one thinks of the manifold tragedies that merge into the great tragedy, decent people organised to kill one another, forsaking all they loved to butcher those they might have loved but did not know, then war is wrong. It is sombre. And you shall hear of wars and rumours of wars, but see you be not troubled. For all things must pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be pestilence and earthquakes and famines, and these are the beginnings of sorrows. When I first arrived in Paris, 5 years ago now, in 1939, I walked along the Rue Bayard till I came across this Scots Kirk, and I knew then that this would be my home, and that I had God's work to do here.
And here you are in Hill Street, which is going to be your home for August.
Yep.
And you're going to do a full run here?
No, 2nd to the 11th of August we're on.
Yep.
So people have to be quick and get in.
Have to be quick. 10 to 3 every day, 2nd till the 11th.
And what do you hope to perhaps bring to people by staging this show?
There's so many Scots heroes that just the stories aren't told. You know, he was well known in Paris and he'd been well recognised, but back home he's slipped into obscurity. A few years ago we did another play about Jane Haining, a very similar character who was one of only 9 Scots to die in the concentration camps, and she'd saved orphans during the war, Jewish orphans. So there's all these hidden stories of these amazing people who did incredible things.
Tell me a wee bit more. Why is he actually called the Tartan Pimpernel?
What happened was he went down to Marseille to escape the Nazis, and the Vichy government there told him he could open up a missionary to help British people, British citizens stuck in France. But if he helped one serviceman escape, he would be arrested. And he used it as a route to help, particularly from Dunkirk. And as John said, over 2,000 he helped to escape out of France. He got arrested twice. Second time, the Gestapo were involved and he was sentenced to death. But I won't spoil the ending. Come and see it.
It's a bit like the Titanic. We kind of know the ending, do we?
No, yeah, no. It's a twist.
But Leonardo DiCaprio's not in this. We've got Graham Dallas instead.
What do you two guys do apart from this show at the Fringe? What do you get up to otherwise?
Well, we've been touring with different shows, all Scottish-based shows, for the last 4 or 5 years. The first couple of plays were based in the Glasgow shipyards. We'll be touring in October with the third part of the trilogy of the Glasgow Shipyard story. And then in March and April next year, we're doing a Scottish version of the Sunshine Boys, and we're calling it appropriately the Rain Men. and Graham and I will be playing the Walter Matthau and George Burns roles in that.
And so when can people come to Hill Street to see the Tartan Pimpernel?
It's on from the 2nd of August to the 11th of August at 2:50 every day.
First instalment of a mini-series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.